Yerushalmi Psachim corresponding to Bavli Psachim Daf Lamed Hei, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tesayin Amad Beis at the Mishnah. Eila Dvorim Shadam Yetzah Behem Yudei Chayvosai BePesach. The following foods can be used for the mitzvah of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. V'chitim V'sa'irim V'kusmin V'shivalas Shol V'shipayin. He could use wheat, barley, spelt, oats, or rye. V'v'demai V'masa Rishon Shinitla Tremosai V'masa Sheni V'hekdash Niftu. Demai, which is produce which is doubtful if its tithes were separated, Masarishan that had its truma separated, and Masasheni or Hektish that were redeemed. Vakoihanim, the chala of the truma, Kohanim may use chala, which is a portion of dough separated for the kohen, or truma to make their matzah. Avaloi b'teva, v'loi b'masarishan, v'loi nitla trumasai, v'loi b'masasheni, v'hektish lo niftu, however, one may not use tevel, not Masasheni where the truma wasn't taken, he may not use Masasheni or Hektish that were not redeemed. If one made matzahs for lachme toida, which is the bread bought for the korban toida, or ukikim, which is wafers bought with korbanos of another for himself, but if he made them to sell for these korbanos, he wanted them not for himself but to sell to other people for these korbanos, but was not makdish them, then he may use them. Ksiv, vayav achachem milechem haaretz tarimu truma laHashem. The Gemara says that the Mishnah in Chala taught, the Pasuk says, in Bamidbar Tezvav, Pasuk Yotes, and when you shall eat from the bread of the land, you shall separate a truma to Hashem. I would have said that all grains, even rice or millet or others, would be obligated in Chala. The verse teaches from the bread, but not all bread. Im milechem lekol lechem, eini ela lechitim l'soyim molvad. If the Pasuk teacher taught from the bread, but not all breads, I would only include wheat and barley. From where do we know about other grains? The answer is, the beginning of your kneading includes all other similar grains. Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Shimon Tani, Rav Shmuel ben Rav Yona, Rav Zeira, Rav Shimon Nokish b'shem Rav Shmuel, and Rav Mana, Azlis l'kisawin, Rav Shamis Rav Achva ba'zeira, Amma va'ana hava amala b'shem Yishmol, ne'em alechem b'pesach v'ne'em alechem b'chala. Ma lechem sh'ne'em b'pesach, dova shu'bar l'day matzah v'chomets, av lechem sh'ne'em b'chala, dova shu'bar l'day matzah v'chomets. So quoting from Achva ba'zeira, or Yishmol, it's a gezeira shava. It says bread, about lechem oini, about Pesach, and it says bread, which is milechem ha'aret, about chala. Just as the bread mentioned with Pesach refers to grains that can become matzah and chametz, so the bread mentioned with challah refers to grains that can become matzah and chametz. Batkum matzah she'ein lecha bar lidei matzah v'chametz ela chamesht aminim bolvad v'shar kol aminim einem bar lidei matzah v'chametz ela lidei tzirachoin. They checked and discovered that the only five grains that become matzah and chametz are the five grains we mentioned earlier, but other grains only rot.